Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's December 18th, 10:30 p.m. Universal Time, and we are in the Indian Ocean, approaching kind of a corner of the BEZ, the Antarctic Exclusion Zone line, that we have to stay north of. Within probably 2 days or so, we'll get to the longitude of the southwest corner of Australia, Cape Lewin, and that will be another big milestone. So we're not there yet, but we're working on it. Went through the night quite conservatively. We had the fractional Jenniker up for a while, but then had about a half hour of stronger winds, took it down, and then, of course, the wind reduced again. So we went through the night with a staysail and two reefs in the mainsail, which was vastly reduced area to what we would normally have, but it's okay. We've got actually quite good sleep in the last few hours, which has helped considerably. And yesterday had some fun with a video about how you take a shower or get a shampoo on board the boat. Had a brief respite in in between the two systems, depressions, where it got warmer, suddenly up to 16 degrees centigrade, it just kind of spurted up to that temperature, and had a shower for 2 weeks, two and a half, maybe 3 weeks. I'm not noting them in the logbook, but so it was time to give it a try and take a video of how you stick your head in upside down and inside a bucket. And anyway, it was fun to do. But and also, yesterday on the Monday Globe, instead of radio reconnaissance, they also have a live video connection, and we finally were able to do that, make that work. First time for us in the race, almost halfway around the world, and finally got it to work. And lo and behold, Michelle Desjoyeaux, the only two-time winner of the Vendée Globe, nicknamed Le Professeur in France, was a guest for the Vendée Globe, and he had helped us enormously back in 2008. It was an email exchange the winter before the race about technical questions that I had. I had met him on the dock at Port La Forêt in northwest France and Brittany, and he asked him if I could send him some questions, and he said yes, and that would be fine. He appreciated that I was trying to speak to him in my labored French, and so I was able to do that, and I would send him questions in French, and he would answer in English, and so it was a great example of internationalism, and he helped hugely with that. He also went on, therefore, to win that race, so he's quite an amazing guy. That was nice. It was very nice. I saw him in Les Salles alone before the start on two occasions, and what a thrill, really. We will continue along here. We've got the next system that's coming along, and hopefully it'll be much more moderate than the last one. We have a stable barograph right now where we're going along in between the two systems at approximately the same speed. We're a little bit slower, so it's slowly overtaking us. We shall continue along with this today. Go, Great American 4, hop and clear.